In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Ten Commandments are gracious invitations to walk in the ways of God. This is what love looks like. This is what true freedom is. This is what flourishing looks like. Not bank accounts and economic status, but walking in the commandments of God. It is they who flourish. So this is an act of faith to follow the commandments of God, because you must trust that these commandments are actually for your good, especially when you do not see any immediate benefit in keeping it. Yes, they always accuse us because we always bear with us a fallen flesh. It hates God and so despises the things of God, thinking these commandments are nothing more than restrictive burdens that prevent me from reaching my full potential and happiness. But the new man delights in the things that God gives. So the new man delights in hearing the commandments of God. Blessed is the one who orders his life by them. The fourth commandment: honor your father and mother. God has given fathers and mothers a special distinction among all other vocations on earth. He raises them up so that next to God, they are to be seated. Honor is greater than love. We are commanded to love all people, but we are not commanded to honor all people. Honor includes humility, submission, obedience, and yes, even love. That we are to conduct our words toward our parents with kindness and politeness and respect. And not only so, but it must flow from a heart filled with kindness, love, and obedience toward those whom God has given to us. So whether you are young or old, there is no higher authority in your life than that of dad and mom. So speak highly of them. Whether they are in the house or out of the house, whether they are still on earth or have passed away, speak highly of them to friends and family and your spouse, so that all may view them with the highest honor. You need not hide their sins, but neither do you need to publicize those sins to the whole world. Embedded within this commandment is all other authority of government and of pastors. So all other authority flows from this command, honor thy father and mother. So yes, father and mothers even are above the state. So if you'd like to fix your culture and society and government, it doesn't begin with electing the right people. That's like putting a Band-Aid on a mortal wound. It begins with fathers in the home. Now you also see that every authority, whether in the home, in the state, or in the church, is to be like a father to us. Not harsh, not overbearing, not demanding, not a master, but a father who loves even as he has loved, been loved, who gives even as he has received, who is compassionate and kind and caring and yet still firm and expecting his children or citizens or parishioners to be the best. God did not give you such parents because they are to make you happy. He gave you these parents so they may train you in holiness and godliness, showing you the way that you are to walk. He did not give you governments for government's sake, but so that they might protect your body and your possessions and your work, so that you can live a holy and honest and just life within your vocation. And he gave you pastors to give you the very gifts of Christ so that you might be a new creation and desire to carry out the will of God, not only outwardly, but from the heart. How high and lovely is this command to honor your father and mother. No authority is to do everything for you. It is not their job to make sure it all gets done. It is their job to instruct you in the will of God, so that you might carry out your place within this world. They're to teach you, instruct you, and protect you. They are fathers who do not give all things, but chiefly who give instruction and guidance and hold you to a high expectation, whether in the government, the church, or at home, so that the will of God might flourish on earth. You see an example of this in how Christ used his authority. He doesn't demand anything from us. He doesn't ask us to do anything to receive his love. Neither does he sit around and make us worship him day and night. He gives, and he gives, and he gives. How often has he washed a child? How often has he forgiven us our sins? How often has he prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies and filled his cup with his own blood so that we might share in his joy and holiness and love? His mercies are indeed new every morning. So fathers and sons and mothers and daughters kneel side by side to receive Christ and this new creation in food and in drink. No longer bound by that old sinful flesh that fights against God, they have been made new. They are in the likeness and image of Christ himself and desire to do the will of God, yes, from the heart. So children should not think of these authorities that God has given to them in any other way than as standing in the very place of God. Citizens should see their governments as instituted by God, and laity should see their pastor as sent by God himself. We need to be fine with this idea of authority and submission to authority. Authority does not automatically mean abuse. Submission does not automatically mean powerlessness or being abused. These are the way the world thinks. We want the authority so we can do whatever we want. But God desires that authorities are a father who watch over, protect, and hold their children accountable. So to some, God has given more honor. To others, he has given less. And still to others, he has given none, but has simply asked them to honor the authorities that have been placed over them. To listen to them is to listen to God. To obey them is to obey God. And to scorn them is to scorn God himself. For it is not they, your father and mother, who came up with this commandment. It is God himself who gave it to you. So if we could keep the first commandment, you have heard me say, if we could keep that first commandment, we would never break any of the other commandments. Well, the same thing is true with this fourth commandment on a smaller scale. If we could keep this fourth commandment perfectly, we would never sin against our neighbor, outwardly or inwardly. So commandments 5 through 10 all flow from this fourth commandment. You see how high God has exalted your parents. That a person who grows up and steals and robs or falls into some other great sin has sinned also against his parents. This, of course, does not mean blind adherence to our authorities. They are fallen men even as we are. Adam bears children in his own image after his own likeness. But still God preserves the estate of father and mother and gives children to fallen men, not so that they might be happy, but simply because children need Christian parents. Not simply parents, they need Christian parents. And where they step outside of the word of God, well, then we must obey God rather than men. But here is where I fear our problem today has come. We conflate our opinions, our wants, our desires, our ideas with the word of God. Because we have a different way of doing things, we assume that we are right and are free to carry out our will instead of submitting to the authority God has given to us. We don't like authority, because that means I must obey, and I must do it joyfully and willingly. And now I cannot do the things that I want to do. Which takes us back to the beginning, that we must see the commandments of God as good and gracious for us. It's an act of faith to follow them. Because in our minds, it doesn't seem necessary that we listen to what dad or mom has told us to do, especially when it's out of the ordinary. It doesn't seem good to obey the government when we have a different idea. But we must trust that God has established this commandment for our good, and that these are our fathers who are trying to instruct us, not boss us around and demand things from us, but who are trying to instruct us in the way of holiness, so that what we do outwardly is a reflection of the heart filled with faith. So rather than focusing on the person who told us to do this or that, we should instead be concerned with the command that God has given: honor your father and mother. Let us believe that God himself is good. Let us believe that we are justified by grace through Christ and his sacrifice. Let us believe that we are in the image and likeness of God once more, which doesn't destroy these earthly vocations, but makes us all equal before God in heaven, not here on this earth. In fact, God gives us back these vocations so that we might carry them out, and thus life on earth flourishes. The fourth commandment, honor your father and mother. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.